This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
And I'm watching Greg McGarrity, who's the CEO and president of the Taxpayer Gator Bowl. You're just looking around, like taking it in. What are you taking in right now, Greg?
Well, first of all, what a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
And just to see, I know everybody's not up yet, but just to see all the RVs down here and how unique this is to college football and something that hope people don't take it for granted, because it is truly a special environment down here with, I'm sure some of these people have been tailgating next to each other for years and years.
Yeah, we've heard those stories over and over again throughout the morning. We heard yesterday that it was the game in 2026 will be in Atlanta. The game in 2027 is going to be Tampa. How important do you see that being, where it's going to continue to be a neutral site and not going to Athens or Gainesville?
Well, I think the financial impact of a neutral site game where the tickets are split 50-50 are essential now to basically support all your sports. I mean, schools are seeking ways to generate as many revenue opportunities as they can, and a neutral site game gives you that on an annual basis instead of going home and home. And so that's why Georgia and Florida decided to keep it at a neutral site, because of the financial implications it would have as opposed to going home and home.
Do you see, or what signs are you seeing that the future in Jacksonville looks to be just as bright as it has been for all these generations beyond once EverBank Stadium is done?
Yeah, I think it's healthy. I think the mayor and the city, those that deal with the contract negotiations, are, from all I hear, things are moving along very well. And what an opportunity for both schools to be able to showcase their institutions in a stadium that in 28 will be probably the best stadium in the country. So to be able to do that, to renew a rivalry in Jacksonville that has been in place since, 1933, I think those things will continue, and there'll be a brief break like we had before the Jags hit town. And so I think it's going to be a phenomenal future here in Jacksonville, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Money talks. I think that was what Gary Smith wrote in the Times Union earlier in the week. So money is going to be a big part of it. But the revenue that's going to be generated is also a huge opportunity, is it not?
No question about that. I mean, you're dealing with, I think premium seats are going to double in the new EverBank Stadium. So the schools set the prices for the tickets. The city doesn't. And the schools retain all the revenue from the tickets. So they can charge whatever they want to. But you would think that in a new stadium with more premium spaces, that costs are going to go up for the fans. How will that impact attendance? Probably not so much, but I just think that there are opportunities there that you have to maximize.
For those who may not follow college football as closely as obviously you do, and those of us who do follow it, because of the NIL and all of the different financial promises now that are given to players, how is that going to likely factor into the neutral site benefit of a game like this to ensure that they're able to meet the commitments financially for the players?
Well, you've got some players on the team that make more than some of the coaches now. So the collegiate model has flipped, and it really is a professional model. I mean, you call it what you want to. It used to be the student athletes, but now you never mention the student part of it as far as academics, and that gets lost in the shuffle. So I think we just need to call it what it is, and it's professional sports, maybe as a developmental league like Major League Baseball has in AAA, and basketball has in the D leagues and things like that. College football has none of that. That's what college football has been. But let's just go ahead and call it what it is. It's a level of professional sports, and they've got to find a way to compensate these kids.
So that will have a part in the proposal to carry this game moving forward.
They're going to absolutely.
Is it almost like we need to get over our nostalgia in some ways with college football?
Well, I think the game is healthy on game day. I mean, TV ratings show that. The enthusiasm around game day is kind of like making sausage. I mean, you really enjoy eating it. You really don't enjoy how it's made. And I think that's the hard part that people have to grasp, is it has changed. And now you're being asked to provide funds to maybe not an institution for academic purposes or athletic purposes. They're going directly to some of these kids. And so that's a dynamic that used to be against the rules, and now it's allowable. So I think the way that maybe people in my generation came up is just a totally different game, but you see how healthy it is and the amount of eyeballs that are watching the games now. I'm sure there'll be close to probably 10 million people watching our game on Saturday afternoon. And so it's very popular. Getting there is kind of messy, but it still is very strong on game day.
How has all of that impacted the Gator Bowl and the health of the Taxslayer Gator Bowl?
Well, I think as conferences get stronger, it makes the pool of teams in our game stronger. For instance, SMU is in the ACC now. You know, they've got a huge game against Pitt this weekend. And who thought SMU would make the ACC better? Texas and Oklahoma. Oklahoma not so much this year, but certainly Texas has made the SEC stronger. So that means that those teams that don't play up into the college football playoff, those teams are going to be in our pool. And so we're really amped up about the quality of teams we're going to have regardless.
Where's the Gator Bowl going to be during the 2 years of construction?
Well, we're going to be here in 26 like the Jags are, under a limited capacity of, 42,000. It's kind of our sweet spot. If we have 40,000 people, we can make ends meet. And in 27, you know, we would not go to Orlando. I know that's the place the Jags are talking about. Orlando has too many bowl games now. We've had informal conversations with the University of Florida. They hosted our game back when Virginia Tech played Tennessee with Peyton Manning leading the Vols to a victory in Gainesville. So we hope that's where we end up. But right now we're just in informal conversations with UF.
When do you hope to have that done?
I would hope within the next 12 months.
Okay. And then beyond that, how bright is the future with the new stadium? Are you just licking your chops?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it elevates the Jacksonville. It elevates our game into one of the best venues, as I mentioned earlier, in the country. And that's where these kids want to play, not to mention where they stay. They stay at the beaches. I think over the next 5 to 10 years, once we get our act together, I mean, it's great to see cranes over there along the river developing the Four Seasons in that area. The more we can develop Mosh, the more we can add to the things for people to do, then we've got a chance to be in the big leagues. But the city has got to be in a position where when you come down here, like park here, where can I go? And right now it's like a food and drink desert. So we've got to create those areas like our competitors, Nashville, Charlotte. We know what they have around the stadium. If we want to play ball at that level, we've got to sort of match those or exceed those.
Is it realistic that by 28 or 30 that we might be positioned for college football playoff and even Super Bowl material, or are we still scratching?
Yeah. What we've got to be able to do is bring that committee to Jacksonville, house them downtown, have them walk to the stadium, and in between the walk to the stadium, they've got to say, my gosh, look at all these restaurants, look at all these bars, look at all these interactive areas. And if you made that walk right now, I think we all know what that walk would be like, and it's not very eye-appealing. And so we've got to change that dynamic. 30, I think, is too early because they award these games years in advance. But you've got to be able to bring that committee here, show them the activities that they would enjoy, much like Nashville's doing, much like Charlotte's doing. That's our competition right now.
When you mentioned the walk, what's the most creative thing you've seen through your walk in RV City through the years?
Well,
that's clean for radio. Well, we do have a dump bump.
Well, with Halloween tonight, you've got some Halloween figures that are higher than the RVs. But, you know, it's just great to see. You've got Florida and Georgia fans right next to each other. And I think all those that have talked to the occupants down here, you know, it's a ritual. It's something to where people have been tailgating together for decades. And that's got to take a two-year hiatus because I'm not sure Atlanta is very RV city friendly. Probably Tampa much more. But
you're
nothing like
hearts.
This as
you're
far
breaking
as you're,
hearts.
You're right across from the stadium, and heck, you've got the best of both worlds here.
Well, we have to worry about that a couple of years from now.
Right.
Let's enjoy today and this weekend. Let's enjoy 2025, and perhaps we see a little bit better competition on the field. I think the average score has been 41-10 the last 3 years or so. Does that hurt you, or do you love that?
Oh, I love it. I think it's everybody wants to see competitive football. I mean, I obviously pull for a certain team right now, but I've got some orange and blue in my veins, and I've got a lot of red and black in my veins. So I just want to see a great game. I want to see people come and have fun. You know, the good Lord has blessed us with great weather, and so that's the first thing. That's the first box you have to check, even though we don't control that. But I think what they've done around the stadium with all the graphics and everything, you walk in the stadium now and you feel like you truly are in a college venue as far as the bunting and the word marks and things like that. And there's not a lot of Jags. If you came to a Jags game, it'd look totally different. And so I think I want to congratulate those that had a piece of doing that, because truly, the marks of Florida and Georgia are very prominent in all areas of the stadium.
Yeah, it feels like a college experience already.
Yeah.
It's 8:58, Jacksonville's Morning News, visiting with the CEO and president of Gator Bowl, TaxSlayer Gator Bowl, Greg McGarrity. Enjoy the week and the weekend. Slow, steady pace. We build it out. Now, happy Halloween. You're welcome to some candy as well.
Thank you very
Good
much.
To see you,
Greg. Have a great
Thanks
weekend.
So much.
Thank you.